Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing measures by the South African government to introduce the Border Management Authority and the deployment of drones at 5 high-priority border crossings to curb illegal entry and smuggling by foreigners. Many Zimbabweans use the Beit Bridge border post to enter into South Africa illegally and to smuggle goods by crossing the Limpopo River. In a statement last week, Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber said, since the deployment of the border management agents, personnel and drones, they successfully intercepted over 2,100 people who tried to enter into South Africa illegally. He said the drones were also deployed at Maseru Bridge, Lebombo, Kopfontein and Oshoek borders. Some analysts say the move is going to affect a lot of Zimbabweans who use these illegal routes to cross into South Africa to look for jobs or to trade. Due to various reasons ranging from lack of travel documents to avoiding to pay duty fees for smuggled goods that are then resold in Zimbabwe, most people prefer to use the illegal points. Tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi tichikurukura nezvematano akatorwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa ekuisa mapurisa eBorder Management Agents pamwe nendege dzerudzi rwemadrone kumiganhu yenyika iyi nedzimwe nyika senzira yekudzivirira vanopinda munyika iyi zviri kunze kwemutemo. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zvinonzi zvinoshandisa nzvimbo dziri kunze kwemutemo dziri kuBeit Bridge kuyambuka Rwizi Limpopo zvichipinda muSouth Africa kunotsvaka maforo manyoro kana kunotenga nekutengesa zvinhu zvisingashandisi nzira dzekupinda nadzo zviri pamutemo pamusoro pekuti zvinenge zvine zvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana zvinosanganisira kushaya magwaro ekufambisa kana kuti mapasipoti pamwe nekushaya mari yekuti vanga vachizobhadhara mitero kana kubhadhara juti kuti vanga vachipinza zvinhu muZimbabwe. Pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti danho reSouth Africa iri munoruonawo sei uye munoritambirawo sei. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing measures by the South African government to introduce the Border Management Authority and the deployment of drones at 5 high-priority border crossings to curb illegal entry and smuggling by foreigners. Many Zimbabweans use the Beit Bridge border to enter the neighboring country illegally and to smuggle goods by crossing the Limpopo River. To discuss this, we are joined by political analyst and Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza, and Ms. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokodo, who are both in South Africa. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Kandemiri. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. And let me start with you, Professor Mukonza. We saw this move by the South African government, and they are saying it's paying dividends. They've managed to stop more than 2,000 people from crossing illegally into South Africa. What's your take on this?
My take is that, the move may pay dividends in the initial phases. But the question is it sustainable? Can the minister still say the same thing about how effective this move is 2-3 years down the line? I don't think so. Because previously we have had other measures that the South African government has employed. For example, the South African government used to, use buses. I mean, it had the detention centers where it would keep illegal immigrants and deport them. But they realized that the illegal immigrants would just return to South Africa. Now they have this new way of keeping these illegal immigrants away. I don't think it's going to be as effective as they want us to believe.
Mm. Let's hear from Ms. Matutu. Ms. Matutu, are you there?
Hey, Jonga, how are you? I'm here. Good evening.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, we heard from Professor Mkonza, but we want to hear from you. Do you see this affecting Zimbabweans who are known to be crossing illegally into South Africa? Are they going to be affected in any way?
Firstly, I think we cannot be blaming South Africa for putting measures on their border. It's their law. But as Zimbabwean, who is part of Zimbabweans who cross the border illegally and who uses those channels to get into South Africa, I guess those would be affected. But as the professor is saying, I don't think it's going to have a big effect. On people. Remember, this is not the first time we've had South Africa has put measures on the border to block illegal cross borders, to cross the border. It's not the first time they've tried a lot of things. Now that they've put drones, maybe it's the last resort. With the drones, I think when drones are flying over, they'll be able to see people smuggling whatever, smuggling, either it's goods or smuggling people into South Africa through the Limpopo River. Maybe the drones will catch that easy. But I don't think it's going to have much effect on people who are used to doing that. As a Zimbabwean, I really know Zimbabweans do that, and I don't blame South Africa for putting measures, but I don't see it having a big effect.
Mm-hmm. Ndodzoka kwamuri Professor Mkonza. Tinonyanyonzwa South Africa ichinzi ndo yatora matano, South Africa yatora matano akati nekutora matano akati. Zimbabwe hongu tinoziva kuti ine vanochengetedza migano, asi matano ari kutorwa South Africa anenge ari pamusoro. Zviri kureva here kuti Zimbabwe haisi kunyanyo affectwa kana kukanganiswawo nekuti vanhu vange vachipinda vachibva muZimbabwe vachienda kuSouth Africa kana kuti vange vachibva muSouth Africa vachipinda muZimbabwe?
Ndotika hurumende yeZimbabwe inotoziva kuti uwaro hwevanhu kana kuti yatikati direction yevanhu kubva kuZimbabwe vachienda kuSouth Africa. Hazvinyanyise kujairika kuti vanhu vanobva kuSouth Africa vachienda kuZimbabwe kuda vaya vanenge vaakudzoka kumusha. Ndo vangato Zimbabwe vangatonzwa kubva kuSouth Africa vachienda kuZimbabwe. Saka South Africa ndofuna ndo inonyanya kubatikana nenyaya iyi nekuda kwekuti vanhu vari kubva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Apa tiri kutarisa nyaya yeZimbabwe, asi kuti ine dambudzikowo zvakare nevanhu vanobva kuLesotho, zvizvaro zveLesotho zvinouya kuSouth Africa. Izvi vakandemere zviri kuitika nekuda kwekuti South Africa mudunhu reSADC ndo inenge iri kuita zviri nani pane zveupfumi. dzimwe nyika dzese hadzina kunyatsomirwa zvakanaka nezveupfumi. KuZimbabwe tinoziva kuti kupane nyaya dzakawanda dziri kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vade kubuda vachienda kuSouth Africa. Nyaya dzekuti mabasa hakuna, nyaya dzekuti mari haisi kunyatsotenga, haisi kunyatsoita uremu hunoita kuti vanhu vagone kuishandisa vachigona kurarama zvakanaka nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Saka South Africa ndiyo inenge inobatikana zvakanyanya nekufamba kwevanhu pakati penyika mbiri idzi.
Yes. Let me go back to Ms. Matutu. Ms. Matutu, we know that South Africa and Zimbabwe, they both benefit from Zimbabweans going to South Africa, but legally, not illegally, going to South Africa to do business or to work and then come back to Zimbabwe and develop their areas and also help families. But is South Africa not going to be affected, from your point of view, is it not going to be affected also by this? Because we also understand that those who cross into South Africa illegally end up working in farms and other and doing other menial jobs.
Yeah, in terms of that, I think, yes, South Africa would be affected because, as you are saying, that the Zimbabweans who maybe cross the border illegally are the ones who come here in South Africa and do jobs. They get exploited, especially in farms. You find Zimbabweans, especially those who cross illegally, they go to South African farms, they work there, they get paid peanuts. And if they are blocked to come into South Africa, South Africa will be affected in that way. All those jobs that have been done by people who are legally here in South Africa, they are the jobs that they don't pay much. But Zimbabweans who come here, they don't have those papers, they don't have documents. They're the ones who come here and do those jobs. If they are blocked from coming here, then we will have, let me give an example of farms. We will have farmers who rely on Zimbabweans who cross the border illegally to come and work in their farm. We will have those farmers getting affected. Because we can employ South Africans and pay them the peanuts that they pay the illegal Zimbabweans in South Africa. So yes, South Africa will be affected. They can be doing all the measures to prevent people from crossing the border illegally coming in South Africa. But one way or the other, both Zimbabwe and South Africa benefit from those illegal immigrants who come to South Africa from Zimbabwe. I think it's a win-win situation. South Africa can block people from coming in, but also going to affect them. If there are some sectors which are going to be affected by that. Mm-hmm. So that we cannot security measures on their border. That's their law. That's what they think is can be done at this time. So we're just hoping that maybe like the other thing, John, that is like the reason why we have Zimbabweans crossing to South Africa without using passports is because maybe they don't have passports. I mean, maybe Zimbabwe is also supposed to look into that, the price of passports. Why are Zimbabweans flocking to South Africa without passports? Why is Zimbabwe is a country that can provide its citizens with passports? But because the price of passports is too high, maybe that's why a lot of Zimbabweans cannot afford that price. They then prefer to just cross the border illegally.
Thank you so much. Professor Mukonza, and some Zimbabweans who cross into South Africa illegally, they say that it is very expensive for them to obtain a passport in Zimbabwe. Instead, it's better they use that money to cross into South Africa illegally. And also the high duty fees, people complain about that. Can we see the Zimbabwe government doing something to assist in a way of lowering passport fees and duty fees?
No, Mr. Kademiri, I don't see Zimbabwe government lowering the passport fees. because while you see other countries see provision of passports as provision of a public service that citizens must have, the Zimbabwean government seems to look at provision of passports as a money-making, channel for government. In fact, you know, the Zimbabwean government seems to see every little opportunity to exploit its citizens as something that they should maximize on. So I don't see them really lowering the price of passports to ensure that its citizens get this traveling document that will enable them to travel safely. Because we must remind each other, Mr. Kandemir and listeners, that when these illegal immigrants cross from Zimbabwe to South Africa and maybe vice versa, they use very dangerous, points of entry. For example, they cross through crocodile-infested rivers, like the Limpopo River. Sometimes it's flooded, and they use very dangerous ways and means to cross into South Africa. And I think it tells you of the difficult choices that these illegal immigrants have to make. Because when a person, end up, choosing to cross a flooded river or a crocodile-infested river instead of staying in his own country, it tells you that they think it's actually better to die whilst they are trying to cross to South Africa than to live in their home country. So I don't see the Zimbabwean government doing what you suggested.
Thank you so much, Professor. Ms. Matutu, I want you to respond in isiNdebele, but I'm giving you this question in English because my isiNdebele is not as strong as yours. Can we see the Zimbabwean embassy helping those that are affected in South Africa? Because we have seen before and heard from the government, the Zimbabwean government, saying that it is ready and prepared to assist its citizens.
Donga, okokuqala, if i-embassy yaseZimbabwe lapha eSouth Africa or i-government yaseZimbabwe beyifisa ukuthi incede ama-citizens aseZimbabwe, ibingasoze ilethe i-passport office lana eSouth Africa iphinde iyekele intengo yama-passport iphezulu kangaka. Akukhona ukusiza lokho. Ngoba ukuza kwe-office le-passport lisize eSouth Africa kuyamukeleka mpela, kodwa i-passport isale ekho iyileyo ntengo. So i-embassy yaseZimbabwe angiyiboni isiza abantu. Siye sezwa kuqala kuthiwa i-embassy ithi labo abafuna ukurepatriate besuke eZimbabwe bebuyele eSouth Africa, i-embassy izobasiza. Sasicabangele ukuthi mhlawumbe kuzophuma amabhasi, sibone i-embassy sithi amabhasi abafuna ukuhamba abaze embassy, kula mabhasi angaka aphumayo. And ngendlela abantu baseZimbabwe abaningi ngakhona eSouth Africa, omunye umuntu bengacabanga ukuthi sizobona amabhasi amaningi esuka e-embassy yaseZimbabwe elubhekise eZimbabwe amabhasi ngokuningi. But angikhumbuli ngibona yona ibhasi eyodwa ephumileyo, ngoba noma imoto ephumileyo isuke e-embassy ithole abantu baseZimbabwe asebefuna ukubuyela ekhaya nokusiza. So angiboni usizo oluyenziwa yi-embassy yaseZimbabwe mina lapha ekuzalwane zeZimbabwe ezihluphekayo lapha eSouth Africa, kuzalwane zeZimbabwe ezingela ama-passport. Kunalokho i-embassy ithatha i-passport office ile eSouth Africa iphinde ifake intengo ye-passport ibe phezulu kakhulu, okwenza ukuthi usizo lwakhona lungabonakali lutho.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me just read a few messages sent by our listeners here. We have Richard Moyo, who said, Drone kuwakwaro akushande zvachose nekuti kana uri uripo pose pose azvishande. Vanhu vanopinda chero zvakadaro kuiswa kwawo akushande nekuti vava kutova mamilionea nekuda kwavanopinda nekumabhodha uko. Koita mukoma vamwe vasinakisa zita ravo vati hanzi drone racho rinoona ani usiku. Koiti zvakare vamwe vatumira meseji mukoma Stanley Shayachi hanzi vagara vari kovani zvemadrones zvatove kuda makore maviri kana matatu zvichingotaurwa. Regai tinzwe tine mumwe muteereri parunhare. Halo.
Halo.
Hey, makadii mukoma?
Ndipo makadii.
Ndiana ava?
Ni onesi mapota murefu.
Vamurefu muri kufona muri kupi?
Ndiri kupota Elizabeth ku South Africa.
Ku South Africa tipe tinzwe maonero enyu.
Zvinopa kutambura kwakanyanya munyika yedu yeZimbabwe pakusungwa kwavanhu nokugarikwa kwavanhu. Vanhu vanga vachireva miramuro nekuti chimiro chiri kuumba kune nzara, hakuna kumira zvakanaka. Yekunowo kunzvimbo dzatiri kushakanyarara zvakubhatisi tingopromisiwavo neumbasezi.
Asi kana kuZimbabwe kuine matambudziko asei musiri kuti vanhu vatore mapasipoti vopinda muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo?
Vanhu vachiri kutambudzika zvakanyanya. Vamwe vari kubva kuzvikoro, havana kana kukutangira, saka vanototanga nokutopinda nomugunzi imomo kana kushandisawo dzimwe nzira dzine mari shoma dzinoita kuti vapfurunze usavo pane basi.
Tinotenda vamurefu. Tinotenda, thank you so much. That was our caller, Mr. Murefu, who called from South Africa. He said it's because there is too much hardships and problems in Zimbabwe. That is why people are flocking to South Africa looking for greener pastures. Ndodzokera kwamuri, Professor Mukonza. What can you tell Zimbabweans to do instead of risking themselves and their lives crossing the flooded Limpopo and also being arrested after being detected by these drones and the border management agents?
Mr. Katempire, I think that's a very difficult one in the sense that you can't really tell a hungry man not to do what they think could, change their fortunes. Yes, ideally, I would advise my fellow countrymen that it's safer to use the legal means. You get your passport and go through the border do your things in the legal way. But like I said earlier on, when a person makes a decision to become an illegal immigrant, that's not an easy decision. It means what they will be facing in Zimbabwe is so unbearable that they would want to risk and do anything that can get themselves out of Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you, Professor Mukonza. Our time is running out. Let me ask Ms. Matutu what she can suggest be done to address this issue. Ms. Matutu.
Jonga, before we didn't know that there was people who were border jumping from South Africa to Zimbabwe. The border jumpers were from Zimbabwe to South Africa. Now people are smuggling goods from South Africa to Zimbabwe because of the duty that they have to pay, not in South Africa, but on Zimbabwe and on the Zimbabwe side. So the Zimbabwe government must make sure or must make a plan to see that the people are not charged not too much duty at that side of the border, on their side of the border. Because now people are smuggling goods because it's not that they can't pay in South Africa. They can't pay duty that is paid in Zimbabwe. So the Zimbabwean government must do something about that.
There
are people who are being arrested for that. So the Zimbabwean government must do something about this duty. People must ever be given maybe duty free because it's making them do illegal things and getting arrested.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matutu. Please do stay on the line. Time is up. But before we close the show, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere. The Trump administration on Tuesday held talks in Saudi Arabia that included U.S. and Russian officials, but no Ukrainians. The White House said this parallel track diplomacy, speaking separately with warring partners, is a key first step in ending the three-year conflict that has rocked Europe. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
The negotiating table to end the brutal war in Ukraine was set as officials from Washington and Moscow, but not Kyiv, sat down Tuesday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to hash out Ukraine's future. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the two sides agreed broadly on embassy staffing and on creating a high-level team for peace talks. At his estate in the U.S. state of Florida, President Donald Trump expressed optimism and batted away criticism that Ukraine should have been invited.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
Trump also noted that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's approval ratings have fallen from their sky-high levels at the start of the conflict and hinted at a negotiating condition.
When they want a seat at the table, you could say the people have to, wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to say, like, you know, it's been a long time since we've had an election. That's not a Russia thing. That's something coming from me and coming from many other countries also.
In the Turkish capital of Ankara, Zelensky lobbied to be included in all talks alongside partners like the European Union and Turkey.
I am convinced that for Ukraine and for our region, for Europe, it is critical that any negotiations to end the war are not happening behind the backs of the key parties affected by the Russian aggression.
Russia's foreign minister dismissed the idea of enlarging the table.
The European philosophy hasn't gone anywhere, so I don't know what they should do at the negotiating table. If they are going to whistle out some cunning ideas about freezing the conflict while actually intending, as is their custom, nature and habit, to continue the war, then why should we invite them at all?
Analysts say they see some logic to that, with Kyiv and Moscow so far apart.
There's a little bit of overwroughtness about how the Ukrainians are being cut out from Riyadh and so forth. It's just the situation is not entirely clear, but a parallel track diplomacy is not optimal, but not necessarily terrible, considering how far apart the sides actually are.
Trump has spoken openly about some of his terms, which some analysts question.
The one criticism that I would levy at the Trump administration is that I think it has given away too much, even before any serious discussions have taken place, saying no U.S. boots on the ground, no NATO membership. This is all putting the cart before the horse, because we need to get a deal to stop the killing.
Rubio said talks would continue, but didn't say whether the next round would include Ukraine. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, and Professor Mkonza, we just want to hear in Shona, Zvamungati wo hurumende yeZimbabwe dai yaita kubatsira vana vayo, tipete chirongwa.
Inini ndinofunga kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe dai yagona kugadzirisa zveupfumi mukati menyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti ndo zviri kunyanya kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vabude neuwandu vachienda kunyika dzekunze dzakaita seSouth Africa.
Ndinotenda.
Saka kugadziriswa kwedambudziko riripo kunosanganisira kutanga-tanga kugadziriswa kwenyaya dzezveupfumi muZimbabwe.
Yes, Ms. Matutu, your last word, 15 seconds.
Jonga, ihurumende waseZimbabwe into kumele ayenze ikuthi alungisile zeZimbabwe. Izona zeZimbabwe zingabi zisuke eZimbabwe zingena kwamanye amazwe ongekho emthethweni. Iyabonga.
Thank you so much. Time is not on our side, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza and Ms. Victress Matutu, who are both in South Africa, and also our callers who also sent messages here. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying goodbye from Washington.